This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Bhumi Bandabla. The headlines. The GST Bajet Utsav announced the Prime Minister Narendra Modi is benefiting the country as a whole. Arunachal Pradesh State Horticulture Research and Development Institute discovers a new species of begonia. Nagaland Lok Sabha MP Supam Niran Jameer holds meeting with officials of the National Highways and Infrastructure Development Corporation Limited to assess progress of ongoing NHIDCL road development projects in Nagaland. Security forces arrested three insurgent belongings to different factions of BAN outfit in Manipur's Bishnupur and Thaubal districts. And now for the news and details. The GST Bajet Utsav announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and commencing on the 22nd of last month is benefiting the country as a whole. Our correspondent brings a report on the GST reforms that will empower different industries of Assam. The next generation GST reforms are a major relief for Assam's workers, artisans and farmers. The reduction of tax rates on Assam's famous tea and instant tea packs of 5% will significantly ease the cost burden on cultivators and boost the state's tea exports. Similarly, tax rates on rich handloom and handicraft items such as muga silk, gamosa, bihu dhol and Assam japi have been reduced from 12% to 5%. Benefiting weavers and artisans, especially women-led self-help groups. Nagaland Lok Sabha MP Supam Niran Jameer held a meeting with officials of the National Highways and Infrastructure Development Corporation Limited, as well as contractors and consultants to assess the progress of ongoing NHIDCL road development projects in Nagaland. During the meeting in Kohima yesterday, Mr. Jameer raised serious concerns over the frequent blockages on the Dimapur-Kohima National Highway 29 section, particularly under new Chomokke Dima village, despite the route having a target for completion by 25th of September this year. The MP also reviewed the Kohima bypass projects and the Kohima Jessamine road project. MP Jameer urged better coordination among stakeholders and regular updates to the state government. Nagaland Police and the National Institute of Technology Nagaland have signed a memorandum of understanding to boost collaboration in technology, research and innovation for modern policing. The MOU was signed on Friday at police headquarters in Kohima by additional DGP Sandeep M. Thamgajen, NIT Registrar Dr. Manoj E. Prabhakar in the presence of senior police officials and NIT faculty members. As part of the MOU, NIT's Computer Science and Engineering Department will provide technical consultation and design to develop a management information system for the Nagaland Police aimed at enhancing efficiency, data management and digital transformation in police administration. Director General of Police Rupin Sharma said the initiative reflects the police's commitment to technology-driven policing and will help tackle cybercrime and support evidence-based law enforcement. The MOU takes immediate effect and will remain valid for 3 years. The security forces arrested three insurgents belonging to different factions of a BAN outfit in Manipur's Bishnupur and Thaubal districts, police said. An active cadre of the BAN Kalaipa Communist Party was nabbed in Bishnupur town on Saturday. One SM carbine, three magazines and 24 AK cartridges were seized from his possession, a police statement said. Another active cadre of the proscribed outfit Kanglepa Communist Party, Apumba, was arrested from Yairipok Bazaar in Thaubal district on Saturday. Another militant on the KCP Taibangamba outfit was arrested on Friday from Umba Hill crossing area in Bishnupur. The 50 Battalion Border Security Force organized a civic action program and community outreach program at Border Outpost Southwest Garo Hills as part of the Ek Bharat Shreshtha Bharat initiative. The event began with a friendly volleyball match played between Team Meran Gipara and Team Chapahati PWD Colony, representing two bordering villages. The match aimed to foster friendship, sportsmanship and unity among the local youth in the border area. During the event, sports items, school bags, stationery items, dustbins and RO plants were distributed to government schools and community institutions to support education and promote hygiene in the border areas. Air connectivity between Agartala and Bagdogra is set to begin soon. Assistant General Manager of Agartala Airport, Jompu Hakip, announced yesterday that Air India Express will operate flights on the Agartala-Bagdogra route starting from the 26th of this month. The 180-seater Boeing aircraft will depart from Bagdogra every day at 4:30 p.m. and reach Agartala at 5:40 p.m. The return flight will take off from Agartala at 6:10 p.m. and land in Bagdogra at 7:20 p.m. In Arunachal Pradesh, a state horticulture research and development institute from Basar in Lepa Rada district has discovered a new species of begonia. The research team was led by Igam Basar, along with experts Dr. Deepo Dipankar Bora, Dr. Mumang Taram, and Dr. Krishna Chaulu. Following the discovery, researchers have named the new species Chauna Bukuchulu, or Ayarata, meaning noble red, in honor of Deputy Chief Minister Chauna Meng. Expressing his gratitude, Chauna Meng said he was humbled by the gesture and extended heartfelt appreciation to the dedicated research team for their remarkable work in documenting and promoting the state's rich biodiversity through indigenous nomenclature. Chief Minister of Arunachal Pradesh, Pema Khandu, yesterday congratulated Dongwang Kham Hua of Tirap District for clearing the National Defence Academy examination with an impressive All India rank 71. He informed that Dongwang was a Class 12 topper from Ramakrishna Mission School in 2024 and a recipient of the IDBI Bank Golden Jubilee Scholarship. May your dedication, discipline and hard work set an example for every young aspirant across Arunachal Pradesh, Khandu added. In Arunachal Pradesh, a Spearhead Division of Spear Corps conducted a significant military civil fusion event at Civil Military Station, Likhabali, on Saturday. The event aimed at fostering synergy, understanding and cooperation between the Indian Army and the civil administration of Arunachal Pradesh. Collaborative activities in diverse fields of humanitarian and disaster relief operations, integrated development in border areas, border tourism and socio-cultural development were discussed during the event. A display of high-end military equipment and advanced technology was also organized. Mark Pantora M. Sangmar has been conferred with the Travel Experience Award and was also nominated for Best Travel Entrepreneur at the prestigious Northeast India Tourism Award, or NETA 2025, in Radisson Blue, Guwahati. The Northeast India Tourism Award is a pioneering initiative by the emerging Northeast Eco Forum, at a platform committed to fostering sustainable development, cultural preservation and innovation in Northeast India. NETA 2025 marks the inaugural edition of this prestigious award program, exclusively dedicated to honoring excellence in the region's diverse and dynamic tourism sector. Envisioned as the Oscars of Northeast Tourism, NETA aims to recognize and reward the visionaries, innovators and changemakers who are transforming Northeast India into a world-class travel destination. Responding to the Prime Minister's Vocal for Local call, the demand for traditional earthen lamps has surged across Sepahi Jala district of Tripura and ahead of Diwali. Many people are choosing locally made clay lamps over decorative electric lights to illuminate their homes during the Festival of Lights. Naturally, artisans engaging pottery and clay crafts have been busy over the past few years during the festive season. And this year is no exception in areas like Shantipali and Rabindranagar of Sonamura, known locally as Kumarpara. Several artisans from these regions have welcomed the Prime Minister's initiative. In Arunachal Pradesh, the inaugural state-level kayaking competition, the Machuka Kayaking Challenge 2025, concluded successfully at Machuka. Organized by the Department of Tourism, Government of Arunachal Pradesh, in collaboration with the Arunachal Kayak, Canoe and Rafting Association, the two-day event under the banner of Adventure at Machuka witnessed its enthusiastic participation from across the state. A total of 19 kayakers, 6 females and 13 males competed for top honors. The successful conclusion of the Machuka Kayaking Challenge 2025 marks a significant milestone in promoting adventure sports and harnessing Arunachal Pradesh's immense potential for adventure tourism. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.